ọjọ́ tó máa lò láyé.
Don't determine when you are going to go.
Ìwọ gan kọ́ ló máa sọ ìgbà tó máa lọ.
And some people who want you to die cannot determine when God will take you.
Àti àwọn kan tó tiẹ̀ fẹ́ kó kú gan, àwọn gan kọ́ ló máa sọ ìgbà tó lọ máa mú ẹ lọ.
God have a program for every life. You are too small to stop it.
Ọlọ́run ní ètò fún ayé ẹnìkankan, so ìwọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ènìyàn ó kéré láti dá ètò Ọlọ́run dúró nínú ayé ènìyàn.
Excuse me, I am talking of program for your life.
Mo sọ nípa ètò Ọlọ́run fún ayé rẹ.
You are too small to stop it.
Ó kéré láti dá dúró.
Times when things are difficult, you want to kill yourself.
Àmì tí nǹkan bá le, wà fẹ́ gbẹ̀mí ara rẹ, wà fẹ́ parẹ́.
You have forgotten that your life is a program.
O ti gbàgbé pé ayé rẹ ètò ni.
God knew from the onset of time, before the world was created, God knew you. He knew you are going to be here. So you can't terminate the program that God alone started.
Ọlọ́run ti mọ̀ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀. Ó tó di pé wá gan, Ọlọ́run ti mọ̀ pé ó máa wà níbí báyìí. So o wa le dede lo fi ko lo gbe kuru ohun t'Olorun ti seto fun aye re.
God is the owner of the program of your life.
Olorun lo ni eto aye re.
When he created us so that we can worship him and glorify him.
Nigba t'Olorun da wa, o da wa pe ka le ma sin, ka si ma fugo fun.
The last day church must understand the purpose of God creating the church.
Ijo igba keyin ojo yi, won gbodo ni oye, won gbodo ni imo idi t'Olorun se da ijo.
You see, why God created the church is that the church glorify God.
Idi t'Olorun se da ijo ni pe ki ijo ko ma yin Olorun logo.
Everything you do on earth must bring glory to God.
Gbogbo tó bá ṣe láyé, o gbọ́dọ̀ fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
Daily work, your activity, everything must show that you are contributing to the glory of God. People see you, they see the light of God, and they give God the glory.
Gbogbo tá a ṣe lójoojúmọ́, iṣẹ́ òòjọ́ wa, gbogbo tá a bá ṣe, o gbọ́dọ̀ máa fi kún ògo Ọlọ́run. Gbogbo èèyàn gbọ́dọ̀ máa rí ògo Ọlọ́run yẹn, kọ́dẹ̀ máa rí pé tó ń ṣe fún ògo Ọlọ́run ni.
People should not accuse God. Give you the chance to be on planet Earth.
Awọn eyan gbọdọ ma fi were pe Ọlọrun lẹjọ kan ma bẹnu atẹlu Ọlọrun pe o fun yin ni anfani lati wa lori ile aye.
Don't ever
mase dowo
regret being a woman. Don't regret being a woman.
Okay, mase kabamọ pe o jẹ obirin.
Don't ever regret being a man.
Bakan ni o mase kabamọ pe o jẹ ọkunrin.
You don't determine gender in creation.
Iwo ko lo ma so uru e to fe je boya ko lo fe je abi abo lo fe je ngba ta da o.
I met a lady sometimes ago and said, you don't know sir, things are very simple for you men.
Ah, mo ba omo bere kan pade nigba kan ni eh mo nkan kan sir, eyin okunrin kan rorun fun yin.
You decide everything.
Eyin le ma se binu gbogbo.
I said no.
Mo ni rara o.
I know some men who want to look like a woman. They are all over the places. They call them gay. He does not really know what he is. Some of them will start dressing like ladies or women.
Ẹwà rí àwọn yẹn, wọ́n a máa múra bí obìnrin, ọkùnrin ni o, ṣùgbọ́n aṣọ obìnrin ló máa wọ káàkiri.
But you see, time is short. Before you know it, the time allotted to us is finished.
Ṣùgbọ́n àkókò kúrú lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ kó tó mọ̀, àkókò tá a fún wa, ó ti tán.
Life is not renewable.
Kò dẹ̀ sí àtúnṣe nínú ayé, yẹn pé wọn kì í sọ ayé di ọ̀tún.
You wish you are younger, but you are growing older.
So
when time is no longer available. There are some things that will naturally, you know, disappear. One of them is trying to look like a woman or trying to look like a man. When you grow old, your senses will come back. Excuse me, sir, you must understand you were created purposefully by God for you to represent God and give Him all the glory. To an end, you are a Christian, you follow Christ. How many believers did you preach to?
How
many people did you approach in your office, in your market, in your neighborhood, in your house? Yeah. How many people did you tell about the goodness of Jesus? At the beginning, I told you that God gave you a target, and that is for you to have 365 days of not committing a single sin.
Ẹ wá gbọ́ pé nígbà tí a bẹ̀rẹ̀ ọdún yìí, mo sọ fún wa pé Ọlọ́run fún wa ní ìlépa kan láti lépa lọ́dún yìí. Òun náà ni pé gbogbo ọjọ́ tó wà nínú ọdún 365 days láìsí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Looks like that unattainable. With God, all things becomes possible. Year in, year out, there have never been a prayer summit that we did that we had to start buying our head money, trying to do some. No, God has always given us joy.
Lọ́dún dé ọdún, kò tí ì sí ìpàgọ́ àdúrà tá a ṣe, jẹ́ pé àwọn máa sọ pé ká máa bu owó fún ẹnì kankan.
Ọlọ́run. Money crying.
Okay, pé ká máa ké fún owó rárá.
No, shedding tears concerning
us. Okay, pé ká máa ṣọ̀fọ̀. Ọlọ́run ò jẹ́ kó ṣẹlẹ̀. Ọlọ́run ò jẹ́ ká máa ṣọ̀fọ̀. Ọlọ́run ló ń gbà kó sí.
Particular year, you want to bow your head.
And
Lord, we bow our head unto you. There was a time when the enemy thought he could kill all our pastors. But God mysteriously, miraculously, wonderfully protected them. God is a keeper of covenant. You may not know what covenant is working in this church. You may not know how big this commission is. You may not know the spirit that is working in the church. But there's one thing you will know, that we never inconvenient you on anything.
And
that is one of the way you will know people that are on their way to get heaven in this pressurized fire brigade, microwave generation.
Akan lona to fi ma mo pe awon kan lo sorun leleyi ninu asiko ta wa akoko pajawiri akoko iyanu ojiji akoko iyanu ayedeuru ta eyan se ni aye ta wa yi.
But when you get close to them, you will see that these are men who are shallow. They are mere shadow of a substance.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó bá súnmọ́ wọn, ló máa mọ̀ pé àwọn eléyìí ẹnu lásán ni wọ́n kàn ní wọn ní àwọn jinlẹ̀. Wọ́n kàn dàbí òjijì ògidì nǹkan tó yẹ kó ṣẹlẹ̀ ni.
These are men who people have not touched the hem of his garment.
Some
men who does not know how to put their bodies on the altar.
When
you say, Lord, I give you my life as a sacrifice, and you don't take it away from there. One of the things we told our men when we started our church is that when you are married, you don't ever see the nakedness of any woman again till you get back to heaven.
But
they did not listen to me.
Because
they thought I was a fool. They didn't know that the best way for you to live a full, complete God-grace life is when you live in holiness. And if that applies to the men, it applies also to the women.
Oh, she was a leaky, no, no, any banja. Do you know, Baba, or could we bear no, do I found what you know?
Every day you present your body as a living sacrifice to the Lord.
Oh, Jojumo, I'm a Bissara, eh? It can be a boy, ye memo, fool.
I see the struggling of the youth.
Urila kaka, Jaka, the one door.
Pray for them every day. If you are a member of this church, you must be sure of a prayer from the altar.
You must
be sure of a prayer from the altar on a daily basis.
Okay, obodo ni dani loju adura lati waju pepe lojojumo.
When I go on my knees, the work I do is I commit every person God has given to this commission into the hands of God.
I
may not mention name, but I give it back to the owner of heaven and earth. And I tell him, Lord, no matter how small, no matter how big, whoever is under this commission, Lord, give them what they need to be able to serve you accordingly and worthily before we get to heaven.
They
come, they listen to the word, but they don't don't care. You are not part of him if you don't engage yourself part of his word. It is the word of God that makes you a part of God, a part of Jesus. You don't preach the Bible if you are not doing the Bible. You may come out here and shout and sing and dance. That is nothing if you are not a doer of the word of God.
Excuse
me. If you are not doing the word, you are deceiving yourself. Especially if you are preaching it. And at the back, you are doing something else. That's too dangerous for eternity. I fear eternity. I don't want to miss it in eternity. Eternity is forever. For those of you who are first Christian, you are going first generational Christian, you are the only first believer who became serious with born again, became serious with holy living, Satan will do everything to stop you.
You
are a faith man. You believe God. You are not coming to church and then using some sham, going to spiritism, going to, you know, necromancers, going to all this ritual. Then you are a serious Christian. So the Jesus, the power for life, is making you walk on the path for just one thing, the crown of life.
Ah, Jesus, agbara iye, o mu e ko marin fun kankan titi lalai, o na ni fun ade iye.
90% of choir are already sleeping.
O be da be ni pe awon me
give somebody an apple. Open those eyes. This weather is so cold. Some people are still in their rooms. He said, let us go to church. He said, I'm hearing from here. I am hearing from here. Mommy, you go. I'm hiring.
Mommy, here.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I love David so much. Look at what he said in Psalm 16, verse 11. Yes. Only God knows the kind of person this man is. This man swallowed the whole of God. That was why his name will not be forgotten in Israel. That is why his star is one day everywhere in Israel. That triangle that faces enter into each other. That's the star of David. And you see, because the star of David, all the occult world, they want to steal it from David.
Yes.
You can see it even in our money. You see that star.
That star of
money. People of nation, they just want to steal it because David understand what we call equilateral God. God of equal size. Equal is the same. Equal size, equal sight, equal angle.
It's more angle, triangle, mechi.
His angle is the same in sides and So this man saw one thing very powerful.
So Baba Davidi ori kokon to lagbara.
Read it for me from verse 11. At it, you will show me the path of life. Say, I will walk in life.
I will walk in life.
you are not talking. Say, I will walk in life.
I will walk in life.
Say it loudly. Say it louder.
I will walk in life.
Say it boldly. Say it confidently. He will show me the path of life. If you came to this world and you don't go back into fullness of life, eternal life, you have missed everything. Because it is the path of way that will take you to the crown of life. David said, you will show me the path that goes to life. Yes,
in thy presence,
in thy presence
is the fullness of joy.
You see, the end of that part of life is the presence of God. That part of life is the only part that leads to the throne of God.
Ni ope ono iyeye lo wa mu lo siwaju ite Olorun.
You know, that's what David is saying.
David is somebody.
What he say? He will show me the path that will lead me to the presence of God. You can read it again, my sister.
Thou will show me the path of life.
You will show me the path of life. Yes.
In thy presence.
What he's saying is the path alone. Lead you to God's presence.
That
road, when you start walking it, that road will take you to the presence. Now, what is there in the presence of God? Yes.
In thy presence is fullness of joy.
Are you imagining?
What you
as we close, let me tell you one thing. Joy is not known here because of sin. It is when we get to God's presence. That is when we shall be enjoying the fullness. Look at what it says. The fullness.
In thy presence.
He didn't say your presence is joy. No. He said in your fullness. Your presence is what?
Is the fullness of joy.
In other words, if you don't walk on the path of life, you will not have fullness of joy. There is nothing you are doing here that can give you fullness of joy. Forget about it. Whatever you are asking from God today is different from what we are preaching. There is nothing that God can give you here that can give you the fullness of joy. Forget about it.
And
we call it the gospel truth.
presence of God.
How many of you want to be in the presence of God? No, don't just raise your hand. Let me see it. Let me see your hand. God is here. You are talking. You are talking. You are talking because you are a child of God. You are talking because you want to make it. And you are bold enough to raise those hands. If it is two or one hand, just make sure you're... I said, how many of you want to end your journey in the presence of God, in the fullness of joy? I pray for you today, even as you have raised those hands, the Lord will give you grace. Follow Jesus very early, but as time goes on, I discovered that because I decided for Jesus many years, I have to decide for Jesus on a daily basis.
You
know what? Because there are things that will happen to you that want to make you deny Jesus. If you are born again, when crisis comes, when problem comes, and they successfully tell you to go and seek for help where there is no God, and you have gone there, you don't know what you have done.
You don't want to
lose your husband. You don't want to lose your children. You don't want to lose your boy. What of if you lose yourself? Everybody that comes here must live here. Stop chasing vanity. You didn't bring anything. You can't take it. That is the standard of God. Don't become God in the life of anybody. Don't wish anybody evil. What you have to become is an eternity that was written for you before you were born. You can't become what I will become.
Oh, lay down to me, mother.
Excuse me.
Hey, Joseph.
No.
Ara.
They have written concerning me before I was born.
What you call it? You can't be me.
It's not easy to get to where God wants you to get to without you suffering.
Oh, could draw. Latin David don't have a good day like a good
law. Some people are just envying you. They can't pass through where you pass through. When they face the problem you face, some of them will have become an
abalist.
So stop envying somebody you think he has a success. There is no success until we get to the presence of God. Everything you see here is rubbish. Whatever you accumulate with your money is for you. Getting to heaven is not going to be by your money. It's going to be by God recommending you.
Hey,
God himself. You see that? Sincerity between you and God. Don't work for God because you want recognition of men. Because if it is for God, men are not going to pay you. Let me say that again. Don't work for God because you want the recognition of men. Anything you are doing in any department for God, make sure you are doing it so that God can give you recommendation for his presence. James chapter 1, verse 12.
Jacob, Urikini, Esekijila.
Yes. James chapter 1.
Jacob, Urikini.
Verse 12.
Esekijila.
Eh?
Verse 12. Let no man say when he is tempted, James. I am tempted.
No.
James chapter 1.
But every man is tempted.
No.
One verse.
Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
You see, something is going to tempt you for you to do stupid things in your life. By the time you fail those temptations, you are going to lose something. What are you going to lose? Yes.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life.
You see, when you succeed over that temptation, what you are going to receive is what we call the crown
of life.
Of life. How many of you want the crown of life?
Put
your hand on your head. Say, my head,
head
will wear the crown of life. Do you say it with sincerity?
Say
again with confirmation. My head,
will
wear the
crown
of life.
Of life.
Maybe we should say it one more time. By the help of God.
By the help of God.
This my head. We wear the crown of life. That Jesus will give me.
Amen.
I will be so happy that when we get to heaven to see you and to see you,
I'll
be so happy that you made it. I am determined. My prayer is for you that you too will be determined. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Yes.
Fear none of those things.
Eh?
Fear none of those things.
You see, trouble will come, temptation will come, crisis will come. But the advice is fear not all these things. Yes.
Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer.
You see, so in this, all we see is suffering. It's a call to come and suffer. So why are you complaining when you are suffering? You are doing something for God in the church. Some people are trying to antagonize you. Why are you complaining?
No,
it's part of it. Some people want to take you for granted, and if you are not careful, you will just get angry. You see, the purpose is you will just get angry and stop doing what you are doing, and then the devil will be happy.
They
are not going to do what you are doing very well, but they want you to lose your reward.
John, who also my brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ was in the island that is called Patmos.
Otito, are you going to verse 18?
I am he that liveth.
That's Jesus. I'm he that liveth, yes.
And was dead. And behold, I am alive forever.
You see, that's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I am alive
forevermore.
Amen.
Then finish it. Finish it.
Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Excuse me. You see where we are going. Serving the one that has the key of hell and death.
And say, "Ene to de kokoro iku ati buku lawa."
If he doesn't give you a pass mark, he will just open the gate of hell easily. That is all.
Si oba fun eni ami mo yege ko yege ni waju re. Ko no ni kankan yo kan sare sile kun oran abadi wa kan wo
be. The only place for him to know that you want to go to heaven is this place. They won't open the door of heaven for you in heaven. When you get to heaven and start doing like you know God. No. It is what you did here that will qualify you either for hell or for heaven.
Oh, ni sile kun run fun e ko wole nigba to ba dorun to wa se bi erin bi eyan Olorun to mo Olorun. Ṣugbọn to ma fi sile kun ni to se laye yi.
The greatest thing God wants to give you is Himself. Let me say that again. All the blessings you are asking for cannot be compared with God giving you Himself.
So
you need to know the path of God. You know there's this man in Acts chapter 5 called Ananias and Sapphira.
Do you know
they sell land? You know why they sold the land? They wanted to bring the money to the church. Cannot impress God by doing anything. Whatever you have done is going to be rewarded. God does not take things for fun. He doesn't take your thing and then he just throws you away. If you have done anything, wait. There is a reward in eternity. Like I told you in the morning that some of the things that was given to us were given to us by people who have not attended this church. And if I tell you the millions they gave us, if I am not going to heaven, I can keep the money in my pocket. But let me shock you. I don't even see the money. Of the church. I I have had personal encounter with my own angels. I have received secrets of heaven. I have been to places, I've met great people. But let me tell you one thing. There's nothing that you can get that is bigger than
God.
Am I satisfied? No. Every day I still want more of God. So I don't want to put my hands in something that will stop me from going to His presence. If you take your pen and biro and make a list of how much was spent for this program, you will not believe me. God is my witness. You will not believe me. So, you didn't contribute anything, and then you came and you are doing nonsense. You didn't contribute anything. And I look at you, and I shake my head. All you are talking about, you go about with your stupid mouth. Talking what you did not know, because you are so unfortunate.
He's
an unfortunate person who goes about talking things that he does not understand at all. You see, through the prophecy, God said, what are you doing with your mouth here? He sees everything you say. He sees everything you say in that corner. He sees what, when you start talking about something, he sees it. Sapphira and Ananias in Acts chapter 1, they brought gift to God, but with wrong motives.
Now, you didn't bring
anything. Yet you added to provocation. Said something that you didn't know about you. Go about. Some of you are even saying you are the one doing the thing. Why are we like that? They committed something into your hand. You are not faithful. You come and take the chair of the church and take it to your house. Anything in the church, you carry it, you're wrong. And you think God will be speaking to you. They gave you an opportunity to be a leader. You failed. Your motive is wrong. All you are thinking about is mundane. You know, mundane, this rubbish, money, whatever. Little people have little hearts.
People
will not come to you and commit big things into your heart. Because if they try it, angels divert it. Because you cannot not be trusted with little
thing.
A husband is working abroad, he's sending money to you, you are just squandering it. Survive if the man dies.
You
are not thinking of somebody helping you. If the person dies, how will you survive? You should go to the source that never fails. That's Abba, Father.
Abba, Baba.
Ananias and Sapphira, they walk in the path of life, but they ended up part of death.
They made
the most unfortunate mistake of their life. They lost eternity. They were killed. They were the first believer that were killed by God. You know why Jesus allowed it? People are always thinking Jesus will not kill people. Yes, he came 3.5 years. He did the work of salvation. He was a sacrifice. But thereafter, his judgment can come at any time on believers and unbelievers alike.
No, to Jesus was I Lord Meta Tabolori Lai. O Shege Kupayo. Shubale Tolodon.
And he's still coming back to judge. So walk the path of life. Because that is what will give you the crown
of life.
David saw it in Psalm 16, verse 8.
David in Psalm 16 as a joy.
What did he say?
I have set the Lord always before me.
Don't forget, we are still dealing with Psalm 16. It was in Psalm 16 that he had even brought me, giving me the path. He showed me the path of life. But down before then, he said, I have put God before me. Excuse me. God was so annoyed when he fumbled. This is a man who said, I have put God before me.
Always.
And he went to kill a woman that belongs to a little man who was powerless. Excuse me. It's his action and his reaction.
Statement.
Are they the same? Will your statement and your action be found the same at all times? Will you come before the man of God and smile and prostrate and laugh, and at the end you go and do stupid things? You don't know what grace is all about. You just came. You didn't know how the work started. You will never in your life, the whole of your life, know the secrets. Unless it is handed over. You won't know, no matter how close, you won't know the secrets until it is shown to you. You know, Jesus told the disciples, go and tarry. Until something is given to you. As you go, key to life will be given to you. I don't know if you want it. I say key to life shall be handed over to you. Husband and wife decided to bring their land. They sold it and they bring the money. But do you know that was what killed
them?
Be careful of your actions because it may be the cause of your
death.
And in the New Testament, they were not given a second chance. Psalm 16 verse 8 says something beautiful. Yes.
I set the Lord always before me.
Yes.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Always before me.
Because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
I shall not
be
moved.
Go a little bit down. Yes.
What therefore, is? My heart is glad.
Look, listen. As we close, my heart is glad. Yes.
And my glory rejoices.
Uh-huh.
My flesh also shall rest in hope.
Continue.
For thou will show, will not leave my soul in hell.
You see, this man who knows that hell is real, how will he go and kill the wife of somebody?
Ọgbẹni tó mọ̀ pé ọ̀run àbáàdì ó jẹ́ tòótọ́, báwo ló ṣe máa lọ pa ìyàwó oníyàwó?
This man had preached the whole of the gospel.
Pẹ̀lú ohun tó sọ yẹn, ó ti wàásù gbogbo rere.
Because the reason why Jesus came was to deliver you and I.
Torí tí Jésù ṣe wá ni pé láti gba ẹ̀mí àti rẹ kúrò nínú ipò òkú.
That's why I show you that Revelation chapter 1, verse 18.
He
has the key of hell and death.
So you are here, you are
not just coming here, you are here to receive the word of life and run with it so that you can be in the presence of God.
I told you
a story many years ago. I want to say it again as I close. My friend, Mr. Akunle David, is now late. He has gone. He was dead because of disobedience. So, I stayed in his house. It was Mama Shubuluri Aga. He was Imen. You see, when I come down, I come close. I want to help you so that it will be eyes to eyes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wave your hands to the Lord. So, Kole David saw this young girl and he started pursuing her.
Already, Kole David, Ori Omo Berikon, Ozi Berisi Sari Telelei.
I was staying in his house.
Kole ni Mongbe.
We bring small girls and sleep with them.
I am
born again. I will tell him this is not good. You grow up, you will have daughters. They will do the same thing to your daughters.
So bad that God bless you. Be more to love more girls. Don't she for my love, my name, she for my tear. No.
I said I'm not cursing you. So it has been written. You don't love God. You don't love people. Don't take advantage of these small girls because their parents did not have money. I grew up among sisters. I have senior, I have junior. So I know what pain when you abuse somebody. Abuse a woman, I know what it is. There's something about women. It's like they are struggling with, they want to be like a man. When a woman comes into where men are, there is a kind of intimidation. So I hear what they say. Then God allowed me to do that so that I can encourage somebody in the future. No woman is lesser than a man. Everybody is created the same, equal. Glory is given to whether male or female. My God, you can't throw it away.
So,
my friend was a woman rapper.
And
one day, he saw this strange girl.
It's long that you have been doing all these promiscuous activities. You will see the problem one day.
Kole was pursuing this girl. Pursuing. Kole knew where she was coming out from.
That lady will come and pull you and cross her. We have been talking to you this day and you have been so stubborn.
There is nothing that makes a woman so fear with a man who is pursuing her endlessly.
Then
the lady laughed.
See,
young man, how are you? So this is what I want you to say now. I'm fine. So you think you are the one pursuing me? No. I am the one that make you to pursue me. Now the girl said, now let us go and have sex. I'm fully prostrated. The lady said, no, you are not going, you know. Started crying. Toba debie. Started crying. The lady said, you are a fool. The lady said, she is one of the strongest agents sent to destroy great men.
Say,
you think I'm beautiful?
He
said, I'm not beautiful, and I'm an old woman. To kill people who are useless. And he said, he had killed many big men.
So
he said, Kule should pull his ears. For his life. It was after that encounter that he sat in the house and I met him shaking like
a.
Why do you want to kill yourself? Because of sin.
Yes.
You will literally go dry.
Got dry. Do you know that eventually Kule still died the death of a woman?
Some of you know the story I told you. When he jumped from about 16 story building in London.
God has shown him everything that should warn him and make him
see. Must you see destruction before you get converted? Wanted me to, so I left my home. Our home is not not far from the church. So I started saying this. So I saw the whole scenario. I have a father in the Lord that I look like Jesus. And I love him. And I love Jesus. One night, like a time like this, it was a dry season. It was very cold. So we went to the prayer tower to pray. I was coming down. I carried my mat. And I saw my father in the Lord having romance with Nike in the church.
And that
was a thing that I never believed in my life. I almost lost my faith. But eventually, God gave me grace. When you are not sincere, you will fall like a pack of cards. He took advantage of that lady. Because she was staying with them. Okay, what if you are not staying, if they are not staying with you, are you? I've got to stay with them. It must be you and God and heaven. What will this girl say about Jesus through that man? Father in the Lord. Daughter in the Lord. What are they doing together? If the man cannot represent God, he has failed as a called man. Nike Omojaro is dead, but he ended up with about 2 or 3 abortions for father. Today, Baba's wife, who happened to be our sister, has left Baba.
Yawo Baba, o ti fi Baba sile. Yawo won to jara bere ti wa.
I said to myself,
mi wa so fun ara mi.
Lord,
Oluwa,
before I come close to die, take my soul.
Ko to de pe mo de to siru isele be, mu emi mi lo.
That's a disgrace to you, disgrace to myself. I said to God, that's a disgrace to you. Baba is still alive.
Baba
is already dead.
But
anything of God is no longer in his life. Every child of God must be respected because he carries God. If I don't respect the lady I see, how will I respect God who created her? Some people are joining youth department, they are joining because they just want to abuse grace. You are a small leader in the fellowship in it. You are doing something bad. You will not go far. We are here today and we keep on standing by the grace of God.
But
you got to discipline yourself. You tell yourself, Lord, I do this, you take my soul. It's good for you disgrace God for you to show God in a bad view. If they cannot call you a man of God, you are failed as a servant of God. So
you
will show me the path of life.
The
path of life is holiness.
There
are some women out there who are destroying men.
They are
before all, they are looking for how to destroy you. Do you know some of them have husbands, but yes, they still go out and do terrible things.
Some
women must continue to have sexual relationship with young men so that they can use their spermatozoa for ritual. Nothing cheap is actually cheap. Nothing free is actually free. Whatever you are doing now, there is a reaction coming very soon. There is a price to pay if you want to remain strong as soldiers of Jesus.
Three 365 days
of no sin is achievable. I am telling you, it's achievable. If you can put your arm in the hands of Jesus. Your hand is too small. God's hand is
small.
Let him hold you like a child. A lady was reporting the husband. And I said, call your husband. When husband came, when husband started talking, I was shocked. I said, and you talked as if you never commit sin. She looked at me, she said, yes, now, that whatever he's saying now is because he started doing it. That's when I now think of doing my own. Are you going to heaven? You don't revenge for it. If your husband decides to go to hell, must you join him? What will you do that will not bring glory to God? Even if the thing will give you pleasure,
why
can't you give it to God? That you give everything to Jesus. Shall we rise up to our feet? Just one group of people, you want to come to Jesus, you want to become born again. You are not born again. You are not born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. If it is only one person or two person, you are not born again. I'm talking of you are not born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. If it is only one person, it's okay for Jesus. If you want to come, God bless you.
If you
want to come,
come on.
Thank you. Heaven is a choice. You have never surrendered yourself to Jesus. You want to say now, want to give my life to Jesus. If you are coming, God bless you. Stand well.
No.
I don't mean you stand up. I mean stand well. Take your seat, God's people. Stand well. But if you don't stand well, you will not stand at all. I see pastors who go on evangelism and sleep with women. They evangelize them and have sexual relationship with them. I see pastors in churches doing terrible things. Can God not have a sincere person? Can he not have one? Can he not have somebody who loves him so much? I want to give everything to him. Why is doing the will of God so difficult for mankind? Let me tell you the answer. Men didn't really love God.
fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run tó bẹ́ẹ̀.
It is God that loves me.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ló fẹ́ràn ènìyàn.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world.
Bíbélì sọ pé torí pé Ọlọ́run fẹ́ràn aráyé tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́.
If only you can see the revelation of the love of God, that is when you can turn yourself to Him so that you can love Him back.
Bó bá jẹ́ pé ó ṣe é ṣe fún ẹni láti rí ìran ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run bó ṣe pọ̀ tó fún ènìyàn.
All you need is for God to show you the revelation of His love. That is when
you'll
be set up to love Him back. You will not say, I love God. It is people that will say, He loves God. I'm living a holy life. It is people that will say he's living a holy life. Look at me. I am a born again Christian. It's people that say, no, don't go there. These ones, they are God
fearers.
Do you know why?
Yeah, my dear.
Your deeds will expose you. Don't come and tell me I'm an elder. I need recognition. Nobody is recognizing anybody. If you want recognition, you want to go to churches where they give them. Here, if God did not give you, you are not going to make it. They will be coming to your house knocking at your door. But when we talk to revelation of God, follow me as I follow Christ. See that something is wrong with my leadership. Tell me. Then I will give you the Bible to show me what I did that was wrong. You can hate me personally, but if you cannot show me in the Word of God, I will not take it. What you did is against this blueprint, this manuscript. If you cannot do that for me, I'm okay, because the only thing that judge me is the Word of God. Any step that I take, any decision, ask me, I will tell you. If you think I'm not going to heaven, you are making a big mistake. Deceive yourself, sir. You know the price to pay to go to heaven. Ask my family, ask my wife, ask my children. Almost 20 something years in this church, I have never seen the offering of this church. Just to tell you what sacrifice is all about. All the offering you have contributed in this program, I will never see them. But that does not mean when God gives us money to do program, we will be ringing the bell and shouting. If God did not provide, we won't do the program. You know, it's as simple as it is. We won't build a house based on allocation of funds to members of church. No.
Ah, ni kole Olorun ni pa pe ka ma bu owo fun omo ijo.
If God wants to give us a gift, he will send help to us.
Olorun ba be fun wa ni ebun.
That is why you must keep your mouth shut in what they are doing. If they don't ask you to talk, they will be beating you for you to have the effort to talk on what you did not know. Don't put your mouth in politics of the church because you don't know. If somebody told you anything, tell him, I will tell the pastor and I will take you there. Let's don't come and put a problem my path to heaven. Tell him. If you don't see our sacrifice, you can see our love for God. Let me say that again. If you cannot see the sacrifice we are making, you can see our heart, our love. Whatever you are doing, who is paying you? So think about it. If you want somebody to pay you, tell us how to pay you. If we have money, we will employ you. Working for God, you are working in the vineyard. If you want to be paid, tell us. If we have the money, we will give you. Don't do the work of God as if somebody is forcing you.
No.
And don't let anybody come and tell you this. Ask. Because you see, everything you see here, all the blocks, all the whatever you see, all the houses you see, power of
God.
If anybody says anything contrary, come and tell me. Because I will ask you, when did I ask you to drop offering for cement? Ever since you came to this church, when did I ask you? No, because I grew up in a place where all they had was prophetic grace. If God said, I will build a church, he will send help. Talk about it, son. That's God.
God
said that I'm going to do it. So you are not coming to this place because you want them to come and give you one small kubiku, and you think that is heaven. You must be stupid. No, you don't need it. All you need is just your heart attached to the truth of grace. So, and if they gave you a place, not because you did anything. Because you can't do anything to watch anything. You can't do anything. Just an honor. Not because you did anything. And if they are asking you to handle something in the church, it's just an honor. You know why? Because it is only Jesus who can do anything without anybody's assistance. So do your work as if you are doing it to the Lord. Because it is only of the Lord you shall receive reward. And if you want something, tell us. If we have, especially in our branches, don't come and start telling them, they didn't do this for me. Who will do what for you? How much is the church giving to the church? How much are people giving to the church? If God is asking you to go and establish the branch of the church, no problem. But don't forget that you must do the doctrine of the church. The fear of God, holy life, love of Jesus, love ascended to heaven. And the people will know that no, that man, he knows what he's doing. How did we get here? It's standing. People will bless us with funds. Give it back to the Lord. Yesterday, the ingredient for things was almost finished, so we were running up and down. To buy ingredient alone was going to around 850,000.
So
how much do you think was used for the program?
So Tomba fi 850,000 right coin low.
While you were sleeping, they were battling with the grinder that was grinding Pepe.
Because
Satan wanted to put his head in that grinder.
But by
the grace of God, some engineers were in the church. They started the thing. Granted the head of the devil.
Glory of the Lord. Our mojo ero kan wa ni church. So ngba ton ma fi pari ati towo boju e ton mo e. Oku a lo ori e subonu ero e.
So they tell the devil to carry granted head and go to his head.
Tori awon so fe sugbe ori e ta ti lo yen ori e to fo yen ma gbe lo soro abadi.
And as you are going home,
tori na bo se lo le,
your life will be beautiful. We are going to say the grace. If you have your offerings, you can drop them. If you don't have, no problem. You just sit down. The food is ready. They give it to you. And you go and celebrate the victory of Jesus.
Amen. How sure you of it? Lay your of it. Toba ni orere. Wa musile. Toba deni. Musuala. Chubeje ka joko ni ba shi joko ni pesemwe.
I said something strange yesterday in the night, in the morning. I want to say it again.
I said
in eternity, conscience will produce consciousness. Everything you have done in your life, recorded in your conscience. Everything, after you finish this, your tenure, everything is recorded. You will be able to recover, you will be able to see every
day.
So you can't tell, like, what I did, I can look back and remember those children I sent to school. And remember those people, they were helped one way or the other with finance. Remember those people I can't
say.
Remember those people I prayed for. This is all I wanted to be remembered for. Remember that I never tell one person a single lie. I won't tell you go and bring anything because God will do something. No. I will tell you, wait. And as you wait, the Lord turns things around. Judgment starts from the household of God. Thank God for all the wonderful people that God used to contribute to the miracle of provision. Thank you for all the branches. Don't look down on yourself because you didn't bring anything. No, you are part of us. Very soon, very soon, things are going to change. Everything about all the branches I know. I know your contribution. I know your capacity. But you are still special. You are very special. Because God never brought people that are not special to
Amen.
He doesn't bring people that are not special. So I will ask you now and you will respond. Special people. You will be well recognized by God if your pursuit is God. You see, I never wanted to be in the front. I
am
a naturally shy person. Are you shocked? Naturally shy person. I went to God. Excuse me, sir. I need answer. Why do you want me to go to the front when I am shy? And God said, why will I use Moses? God said, when you get there, take your shyness and put it in your pocket. God can use anybody. Rise up to your feet. He's your father.
Baba.
Nothing can stop you from being used by God. I had somebody say, Pastor, are you shy? You can't know me better than me. You know, I stayed with people, I stayed in the houses of people, I live with people, but that does not mean you know me. When I say I am shy. But now God said, people should come to me. How will I run? So I have to take my shyness and keep it in my pocket. So that I have to work for God. So I struggle with that every day. That is me, naturally. Naturally shy person. My whole household never knew I could speak. Siblings, my sister, if they are here, they will be shocked. So some of them don't really know what God is doing in my life.
You
have a big family. They are all over the world. But they don't want to know me because I'm not special. But they never know. When God touches a nobody, he becomes
somebody.
He will touch your life.
Amen.
So you may not see them here. They are just telling you that your pastor is zero. You know, my brothers, they are all learned.
People are learning, well educated people.
The
younger ones,
they don't see anything. So, Timba, the back of all coming on, but I mean, you want, but tomorrow you make it sharp. I want to come.
When you see me, they say, my brother, how are you?
You believe something. And I never want to prove anything to them.
Even though they have anything,
because my mother taught me.
My mama called me.
And for some of you can say, yes, I can pick something from the man of God. By the grace of God. And so when God now bless me, he bless me with a woman with double humility. The greatest thing that God has given me, one of the greatest things, is my wife. If I say I am shy, how is my wife? Shy. just go in our area, we just they say, who are those people? People don't know. Because the greatest life you can live is a quiet life. How many of you believe that? Don't prove anything to anybody because you will be shocked that they don't recognize you at all. If I am not shy, you will see me in Instagram. If I'm not shy, you will see me on
Facebook.
If I'm not shy, you will see me on
YouTube.
Which one? If I'm not shy, you will see me on
WhatsApp.
I'm too shy.
That,
I don't even have a phone.
God, I don't have a phone.
I pity you when you lose your phone.
Oh man, oh man, do me for you. Never saw phone, you know.
Me?
Emil.
No phone.
What's the phone?
I just go with my head.
Apollo, me only minimum very cocky.
Don't know if there's NIN. I don't have NIN number.
Well,
I don't
have it. I want me NIN.
You won't believe it. Not that I don't have, but I don't know the number.
Okay.
I don't know any number. All I want to know is the Holy Spirit. You will know the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And it will work for you. Don't be greedy about anybody's thing. They will not give you anything. God told me nobody will give you anything until I release it from them to you.
So,
when God touches somebody to bless you, don't think it's the person. Give glory. I thank you for coming. And your life will never be the same again. Raise up your two hands. Lord, I thank you. Can you just thank him for answer prayers? Thank you for answer prayers. If you still have your prayer request, please bring them. It's going to be glorious. If you still have your prayer request, bring
them.
Lift up your two hands. Begin to thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for what he has done in your life. Mercy received. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I had a revelation. Amen. I had a revelation. I saw the enemy throwing strange weapons on earth. And people who
are
being wounded. We won't say they are nails.
Ali.
You can't call those objects nails.
Okay,
but they are so sharp. People were just going, they were not aware that they are marching on slaves that are entering their legs.
Awon eyan kan sha rin shuba shuba shugbon won mo pe won te awon kan to le gun won lese won te mo le bi iso.
Whatever weapon that your legs have carried,
o ko yo ko ti le te mo le bi ohun ija
that you have marched on,
to ti te mo le lai mo
that has entered your flesh,
to ti wonu ara re lo,
whether spiritual or physical, we destroy such weapon by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In 2025, you will make enough money.
Amen. In 2025,
that will be sufficient for all your needs. Every card that you have brought, we anoint with the blood of Jesus Christ. You came down here safely. You are going back home safely.
Amen.
You will be a testimony. Your head will wear a crown. And that crown is the crown of life. The mistake that you will forever remember, mistake that will spoil your joy, that you will remember and be saying, you will not enter into such in Jesus' name. Wherever you have sinned against God, the Lord will forgive you. Power of God will give you a new start. For those of you who are first generational believer, in the whole of your family, you are the first one to move closer to God, to walk with God. Satan will do everything to stop you, but he will never succeed. You will come back with testimony. The work that you have done in this summit will be rewarded. Some spent time, some spent energy, some spent money, some spent. You brought some people, you paid their fares, you brought them, you cater for them, some, you cook for them. You, whatever you have done, you will be rewarded in a hundredfold.
Amen.
Do you know that we would not have been here if not for the love of a brethren? Because of people love God, they loved us. That is why they gave their resources to God. And you know the shocking thing, there is still one cow there. Are we going to kill it before we go? We are not going to kill it. We will give it back to the people who sold it to us. We will not take money from them, oh no. They will help us to just take care of this. So when we have a need, we bring them into it. Because God knows a way to give you more until you have more than enough. It's not by power, it's not by might. You know, some people say, hey, that cow, oh yeah, yeah, take it. I leave it in Ibadan. Put it in the bus. Carry it to Ibadan. We don't have any carcass, we don't share anything, we don't share money, we don't do anything. This one. All we do is we want to work with God and we want to make heaven. All the offering you see, we give it back to the church, we give it back to the people of God. So thank all you people that are carrying the burden of students in our midst, paying their school fees. God sees what you are doing secretly, he will reward you outwardly. We are not perfect, but God is helping us. But we are not where we used to be. We are getting closer and we are getting better.
Amen. And sumo to si as in dara si. Amen.
It shall be well with your soul.
Amen. You dara fun okan yin.
Do everything to make sure that people are proud of Jesus in your life.
Show gbogbo lati ri daju pe awon eniyan ori won wu nipa Jesu ninu aye.
Be a leader in your department that the people will say, thank God for this man. Go and repent from your sin. Tell the people you are committing sin together with that you are no more doing that. If you are committing sin with a believer, you don't know what you are doing. You are not revealing the glory of God to that man or to that woman. If you are committing sin with an unbeliever, you don't know what you are doing. You have dropped your righteousness, you are going back into unrighteousness. It shall be well with our soul. Let us share the grace together in fellowship. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love of God. Sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now. Surely, goodness, mercy shall follow all the days of the house of the Lord. When you drop your offering, the food will come in. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Just outside, come inside.
I want to
sit down on your seat after dropping your offering.
I fresh you go leto.
To do everything with plan.
I mean, if you want to pass letter,
to your digital dishwash.
If you lost your wash, come and collect it.
Abetly. I worship you.
Jesus.
going to have workers' meeting after the distribution.